At 5 a.m. on a sticky Tuesday night in July, Dave woke up sweating. When he opened his eyes, he wasn't surprised to find he was alone. He found Morley downstairs sitting at the kitchen table reading the paper. "I was hot," she said. "Me too," said Dave. It was cool downstairs. In fact, it was cool everywhere in the house except for their bedroom. "I don't get it," said Dave. "I'll call a guy again." The furnace guy came after lunch. He kneeled by the vent in the floor of their bedroom. He was there for 5 minutes. "It's working," he said accusingly. For this, he charged them $50. But he was right. When you held your hand over the floor vent, you could feel it, the cool air. But every night, they woke up hot. This was the second time the furnace guy had examined the vent in Dave's bedroom in less than a year. He was there in the winter, too, in February, for the same problem, or almost the same problem. This July, Dave's bedroom felt heavy and damp, the hottest room in the house. Last February, Dave and Morley kept waking up freezing. In February, when the furnace guy came, he held his hand over the vent and he said, "Hot air," like they were crazy. And then, because Dave insisted, he vacuumed the vent. Half an hour, $75. And still, all winter, they kept waking up cold, and now, in the summer, they were waking up hot. It was Sam who figured it out. One night, Dave found Sam sitting on the vent in their bedroom. "What are you doing?" said Dave. "It feels good," said Sam, "the cool air. It's where Arthur sleeps." Arthur the dog. Arthur the plug. Arthur the sleeping machine. When he was a puppy, Arthur used to sleep on Dave and Morley's bed. When he got bigger, they tried to stop this, but soon found they had a battle on their hands. Soon found that no dog in the world was more determined or skilled at insinuating himself into a bed than Arthur. He wouldn't start the night there. He'd start the night on the floor. But as soon as Dave and Morley were breathing rhythmically, Arthur would creep into their bedroom, keeping low to the ground, as if he were hunting. If he didn't like the way one of them was breathing, Arthur would bring his face right up to theirs and stare at them. Like a priest taking confession. His wet nose maybe 6 inches away. Once he was satisfied they were asleep, Arthur would lift one paw slowly up onto the bed and place it there without moving another muscle. And if no one stirred, the other paw would go up just as slowly. And then even slower, like a monster rising from a swamp, Arthur would pull his body onto the bed and settle near their feet with a sigh, taking at first as little space as possible. But slowly unfolding and expanding as the night wore on, as if he were being inflated. He liked to work his body between theirs and his way towards the pillows. A few days later, Dave read the Reader's Digest while he was waiting in line to pay for groceries. "Is your pet the boss?" There was a test. Dave drove home, unpacked the frozen foods, and threw them in the freezer. He called Arthur. The test was straightforward. He was to get down on all fours and stare at his dog. If Dave was dominant, Arthur would turn away. If Arthur stared back, it meant Arthur considered Dave to be his inferior. Dave dropped to his knees. The thing that makes bad news worse The thing that makes bad news worse is when it comes unexpectedly. Arthur had always been, well, if not considerate, at least obedient. Arthur may have pushed the limits, but unlike Sam and Stephanie, he usually did what he was told. When Dave stared at Arthur, he fully expected him to turn tail. He had harbored the possibility of a little staring match. What he hadn't considered was that his dog would hold his gaze for a full minute, then curl his lips, begin to growl, and begin to walk menacingly towards him. Arthur, said Dave. Before the alarming silence resolved, Morley walked into the kitchen and Dave looked up at her, or more to the point, away from Arthur. And the moment was over. But Dave's perception of the world had altered fundamentally. On Saturday night after dinner, Morley said, "Who wants to go out for ice cream?" Sam said, "Yes." And then he said, "Ice cream, Arthur?" Now ice cream happens to be Arthur's favorite thing in the world. His backside began to twist towards his head, and his tail started wagging furiously, and he crab walked across the kitchen to Sam. The picture of a dog in heaven. Dave said, "Let's go to the Dutch place." Sam said, "Ice cream, Arthur?" And Arthur's eyes started to roll back in his head, and that's when Morley said, "Dave, Arthur doesn't like the Dutch place." They don't have soft ice cream there. They went to the Dairy Queen. They took a bowl for Arthur's ice cream. Dave watched him snorting it down, ice cream all over the dog's face. Said to Morley, "Don't you think this is kind of peculiar?" But she didn't understand what he meant. She looked at him strangely. Later in the week, Dave came home from work early and he dug out the baseball mitts and he said, "Where's Sam?" He thought they could go to the park. He thought they could throw the ball before supper. Sam was in the yard. He had Arthur tied to his wagon, pulling it up and down the sidewalk. "I'm busy," he said. "I don't want to play ball now." And Arthur gave Dave a look that seemed to say, "Butt out, buddy." The next night, Dave said he'd make French fries for dinner, but there were no potatoes. "Check Arthur's basket," said Morley. Dave said, "What?" Now, when he's alone in the house, Arthur steals potatoes. Somehow, and no one knows how he does this because no one has ever seen him do it, but somehow he can paw open the cupboard door where the potatoes are kept. And once he gets it open, it's easy enough to get at the potatoes, which Morley keeps there, although once, when faced with an unopened bag, Arthur managed to break it open, and no one could figure out how he did that either. Anyway, when he gets a hold of them, he doesn't eat the potatoes. He carries them across the kitchen and drops them in his basket, and he sits on them. There's something about the feeling of being near raw potatoes that Arthur likes. The night he was trying to make the French fries, Dave found 5 potatoes in Arthur's basket. 5's enough, said Morley. You mean, said Dave, that you used potatoes that Arthur slept on? You're telling me I have eaten potatoes from the dog's basket? The final straw came a week ago. It was a week ago that Dave found the socks. He was looking for potatoes, and he uncovered a stash of socks instead. 10 single unmatched socks stuffed under the blanket of Arthur's basket. Dave stood in the kitchen holding the socks in disbelief. It was like finding an elephant's graveyard. He went through the pile one by one. 9 of the socks were his. He had already thrown their partners out. He looked at Arthur in horror. "You?" he said. Arthur as much as shrugged as he walked out of the room. Sam thought this was funny. Morley thought Dave was overreacting. Stephanie said, "Why don't you just buy new socks? What's the big deal?" Dave said, "That's not the point. Maybe if someone in the family had taken his side." But no one took his side. And that night, Dave worked out what Arthur was costing them. Food, vet bills, shots, boarding when they went away, except they never went away because they didn't want to leave Arthur. Potatoes. Dave said, "You know what he has cost us in potatoes?" Dave said, "Where's the cost benefit here?" Morley said, "I don't want to hear this, Dave. Why don't you work out what the children cost?" Dave said, "This is not a healthy relationship." Morley said, "That's for sure." Dave said, "Name me one useful thing that dog can do." Morley said he can shake hands. Dave said, you know what he is? He's a wolf. He is one small evolutionary step away from a wolf. Are you telling me you want to live with a wolf who can shake hands? On the weekend, Dave went to Canadian Tire and bought an aluminum doghouse. Arthur went out into the yard. Dave said, it's where the dog belongs. Not Arthur, not where Arthur belongs, as if he didn't know his name, as if they hadn't lived together for 5 years. During dinner, Arthur stood by the door and whimpered. Dave said, no one say a word. On Monday, Dave bought home a bag of huge beef bones, and he threw one into the backyard and the rest into the freezer. Arthur fell onto his bone with wolfish delight. See, said Dave. But at dinner, Arthur was back at the door, whimpering. Morley said, eat your sausage, Sam. Sam said, I hate sausage. Morley said, you don't hate sausage. Stephanie said, he usually feeds his sausages to Arthur. Sam hit Stephanie. Dave smiled triumphantly. Tuesday night at supper, when Arthur appeared at the back door, he was holding his paw up to his chest. He looked like a beggar. Morley said, he looks pathetic. He looks like he's been beaten up. Dave said, he's faking. Arthur turned and limped back to his doghouse. Dave said, I'm not falling for that. On Wednesday, Dave said, he's just trying to get our sympathy. Sam said, I can't stand this. I hate trout. And he left the table. Morley said, he's always liked trout before. On Thursday night, when Dave took Arthur for his walk, the limp was more pronounced. On Friday, after a block, Arthur sat down and wouldn't budge. Dave had to carry him home. The clerk at the clinic handed Dave a form. He said, it's $75 for the examination. Treatment, if he needs shots or anything, it's extra. Dave paid the $75. The clerk said the vet was doing an emergency operation. It could be a while. The clerk said, you have to fill out the form while I weigh him. The clerk took Arthur into the examination room. He came back in under a minute, and he handed Dave Arthur's collar. He had his front foot shoved through his collar, said the clerk. I don't know how he managed that. I had to cut it off. It's funny he could even walk. At that moment, the vet walked into the front office and looked around. Who's next, he said. Arthur was standing by Dave, staring at his paw as if he had never seen it before. Dave looked down at his dog and followed him into a small examining room. What's the problem, said the vet. Dave said, I just wanted you to check him over. He's been a little listless lately. He looked down at Arthur. His tail was wagging. He looked anything but listless. The vet lifted him onto the examining table, looked into his ears, his eyes, his mouth, listened to his heart. Seems fine now, he said. Do you have air conditioning at home? It hasn't been working properly at night, said Dave. It could be the heat, said the vet. Keep him out of the sun. Give him lots of water. Outside, Arthur looked up at Dave, his tail wagging. Just before they pulled out of the parking lot, he licked Dave's hand. They passed a Dairy Queen on the way home. Dave pulled over. Dave had a vanilla milkshake. Arthur had a soft cone with chocolate covering. The next night at supper, Sam said, how come Arthur's allowed in the house again? Because, said Dave, because I think he's learned his lesson. Now you eat your sausages. Thank you.